Major Beloy said a total of 5 words to me. After hearing Sergeant Zim, he said 3 of them.
Is that correct?
I said, yes, sir, which ended my part of it. Major Malloy said to Captain Frankel,
is there any possibility of salvaging this man?
Captain Frankel answered,
I believe so, sir.
Major Malloy said,
then we'll try administrative punishment.
Turned to me and said,
5 lashes.
Well, they certainly didn't keep me dangling. 15 minutes later, the doctor had completed checking my heart, and the sergeant of the guard was outfitting me with that special shirt, which comes off without having to be pulled over the hands, zippered from the neck down the arms. Assembly for parade had just sounded. I was feeling detached, unreal, which I have learned is one way of being scared right out of your senses, the nightmare hallucination. Zim came into the guard tent just as the call ended. He glanced at the sergeant of the guard, Corporal Jones, and Jones went out. Zim stepped up to me, slipped something into my hand.
Bite on that, he said quietly. It helps. I know.
It was a rubber mouthpiece, such as we used to avoid broken teeth in hand-to-hand combat drill. Zim left. I put it in my mouth. Then they handcuffed me and marched me out. The order read, in simulated combat, gross negligence, which would in action have caused the death of a teammate. Then they peeled off my shirt and strung me up. Now here is a very odd thing. A flogging isn't as hard to take as it is to watch. I don't mean it's a picnic. It hurts worse than anything else I've ever had happen to me, and the weights between strokes are worse than the strokes themselves. But the mouthpiece did help, and the only yelp I let out never got past it. Here's the second odd thing. Nobody even mentioned it to me, not even other boots. So far as I could see, Zim and the instructors treated me exactly the same afterwards as they had before. From the instant the doctor painted the marks and told me to go back to duty, it was all done with, completely. I even managed to eat a little dinner that night and pretend to take part in the jawing at the table. Another thing about administrative punishment, there is no permanent black mark. Those records are destroyed at the end of boot training and you start clean. The only record is one where it counts most. You don't forget it.